CEO of Canada's top budget watchdog has painted a dismal picture of the Prime Minister's economic record, saying, quote, the labour market sucks and wages are not going up. And it gets worse for this Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, with his big plan to split the budget into operating and capital. But the PBO is not fooled by the smoke and mirrors. He said, quote, the bottom line of government will not change. The international public sector standards that everyone uses to measure the deficit and levels of debt will not change. Turns out debt is debt, Mr. Speaker. So can the Prime Minister tell us just how much Liberal debt he's adding to Canada's bottom line?
The Honourable Minister of Jobs and Families.
Mr. Speaker, in the last election only 6 months ago, Canadians chose the Liberal government. They chose the Liberal government because they know they need investment. They need investment in the big projects that are going to drive those great jobs all across the country. They need investment in the skills training that helps evolve the next generation of workers. And they need investment in food for kids, in dental care for adults, and in the many ways that our government can support Canadians.
The Honourable Member for Kildonan and St. Paul.
However, the Liberals want to try and spin their massive deficits, Mr. Speaker, the top financial watchdog in the country says there's only one bottom line, and we'll trust the PBO's word over 10 years of Liberal deficits any day, Mr. Speaker. And with this plan to split the budgets, as if the Prime Minister has forgotten that they're all linked to the same bank account, and there's really only one taxpayer.
Right.
So with the deficit set to double, let's just call a spade, will the Prime Minister admit he's really just cooking the books and hoping Canadians don't notice?
Right on. Yeah.
The Honourable
Minister of Industry.
Good news today. The Bank of Canada has reduced interest rate to 2.5%. This is something that all investors, all businesses are taking note, and obviously consumers as well. But we're focused on job, Mr. Speaker, and we heard across the country this summer that we need to be there for businesses that were trying to pivot and adapt. That's why we put $5 billion on the table to help them. And meanwhile, we're going around the world attracting foreign direct investments because we need to build Canada's
role. Here we go.